Now, as for the first story, the Taliban reject the Afghan government's appeal to extend a 3-day ceasefire, which ends on Sunday night. A spokesman for the militant group said that they have no intention of ending hostilities with the government security forces and will continue to fight as of Monday. The two sides agreed to a nationwide truce on Friday ahead of Eid al-Fitr festivities, which mark the end of the fasting months of Ramadan. Now, that was the first formal ceasefire since the 2001 U.S. invasion. The move was internationally hailed and calls grew for its extension. Afghan civilians were hopeful the brief bonhomie could lead to lasting peace and an end to decades of devastating war. Now let's discuss this. We'll go to Belfast. We have Saeb Shath, author and Middle East affairs experts, joining us. Good to see you, sir. There was some glimmer of hope. Afghan people thought, also analysts and observers thought, that with this truce in place between the Taliban and the government security forces, maybe things, the stage is being set for some peace talks. But looks like that this glimmer of hope is fading away, the Taliban not accepting to extend the truce.
Dabih Allah Mujahid, the Taliban spokesman, in the statement he sent to the AFP, the French news agency, he dashed all of that hope, and he declared that his fight, which is practically means the resumption of the hostilities will start immediately, not even Monday. Since the halt of the fighting, there was unique encounters witnessed in Kabul and other sides of Afghanistan. Unusual rapprochement between the Taliban fighters and members of the government and its security forces were hugging and taking selfies together with the civilians and the Taliban fighters. But on Sunday, Saturday, suicide bombing killed 36 people and wounded 65 amid a crowd celebrating actually the cessation of fighting and the ceasefire in Rauda, that's the city of Nangarhar province. The ISIS then acclaimed the attack on Sunday. Also, the organization ISIS is not party of this ceasefire, which is taking place between the Afghani government and its sponsors, the alliance, the American alliance, and the Taliban. But after the ISIS attack, we witnessed a series of messages on Twitter, Dabih Allah Mujahid, saying and ordering his fighters to avoid mixing with the Afghan security forces. And he says in a tweet that to avoid harming civilians through our presence, it's imperative that he stated that the all leaders to prevent the Mujahideen from participating in such gathering. Some of the Taliban's commanders after that told the French agency they were not pleased actually to see their fighters going into government-controlled areas and mixing with the security forces. At the weekend and immediately after the announcement of the ceasefire, there were cautious optimism actually among experts. Some experts believe the ceasefire could enhance confidence between the Taliban fighters and the security forces, which might see sort of a launching pad to a starting peace negotiation between Taliban fighters and the security forces after, as you indicated yourself in the report, after the 17 years old years of fighting. Personally, I myself, I'm not surprised by the Taliban refusal to extend the ceasefire. As well, off the records, many of Western diplomats in Kabul were not surprised as well, the refusal of Taliban to extend the ceasefire. If Taliban extended that ceasefire, the logical next step it will be what? Only negotiation, to start negotiations. Many experts, and I myself believe, Taliban are not interested in extending the ceasefire. United States of America, its Western allies, and the Afghan army, and the security forces as well, they know too well Taliban actually seeking a total victory in Afghanistan. And that's it.
All right, I appreciate your comments. That was Saeb Shath, author and Middle East affairs expert, joining me from Belfast.